was home and I talked with him about the Children's Movement for Peace and how we were trying to help children feel strong and capable of helping themselves. Later, I introduced him to some of the promoters from World Vision, and eventually, he became a community leader himself. Sometimes Gladys is still disruptive, but she also talks to me directly now and often joins in activities. Sometimes a larger group of 20 or 30 young people in the movement get together to run workshops for parents and children on family violence. World Vision provides the room and sends out invitations, but we organize everything else. Children stand up in the meetings and talk directly to their parents about their experience at home. Then we discuss how parents can react in either violent or nonviolent ways when their children make mistakes. Many of the parents have sadness in their faces. They talk aggressively to their children, calling them chino hijo de madre, damn kid. But during the workshops, they sometimes begin to change. Some of them think they have to beat their children to make them behave, but then they realize that beating can also drive a child away and onto the streets.